Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting third. The third baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Smith. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Woodward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Nolan. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Gary Nolan. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Bench and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a pop-up towards short. Woodward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Marshall moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rose. Seaver reaches second base with a double. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Bench and he is safe. Agee steals second. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms strikes out. One out. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Woodward moves to second. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. Rose hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromontie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromontie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontie is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromontie strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 1 in the game. Bench strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Seaver hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy A.G. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. A.G. is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. A.G. hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woodward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 0 in the game. Nolan bunts towards first. Crane Poole fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Boswell covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 2 in the game. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rose for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Crane Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crane Poole is 0 for 2 in the game. Crane Poole hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rose who is chasing the ball. Crane Poole reaches third base with a triple. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crane Poole scores. It's 2 to nothing, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nolan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Seaver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. Carbo strikes out. one out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 2 in the game. Bench takes first base on ball 4. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Smith reaches second base with a double. Bench goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Mets. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Seaver, and towards Boswell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 3 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rose. Boswell reaches second base with a double. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee is hit by the pitch. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Marshall bunts towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. Boswell moves to third. Agee moves to second. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones is walked intentionally. Ken Singleton pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boswell tags and scores. Agee tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Wayne Granger now pitching. Art Shamsky pinch hits for Bob Aspromonte. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. Jones moves to second. It's 4-1, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jones scores. There goes Shamsky trying to get to home. McRae throws the ball into Bench, who tags Shamsky, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 5-1, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Art Shamsky now playing first base. Tim Foley now playing third base. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Woodward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Wayne Granger. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Woodward moves to second. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 3 in the game. Rose hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodward scores. Stewart moves to third. It's 5-2, Mets. Tug McGraw now pitching. Bill Plummer pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Clay Carroll now pitching. Jimmy Stewart now playing left field. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGraw for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from bench and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bench takes first base on ball 4. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.